this is a bit deep.
Oh, really?
This is a bit deep. Listeners to this program will know that we've been talking about the goings-on behind the scenes in Labor's selection of a candidate to replace Chris Evans. Chris Evans announced he's stepping down from the Senate.
Yep. And you would like to think that someone who has earned their stripes, who's done their time, who can actually contribute, you know, something new and fresh and has helped would be part of
that's
that.
Right.
Would that be an unreasonable expectation?
So he's stepping down, and whoever gets the gig, and I believe that he will resign officially and leave the Senate after the state election.
Yes, because that gives them time to put something
in. Yeah, I think so, because, you know, the new government, the Labor Party will recommend someone, the new government, incoming state government endorses, they go into the Senate, and they don't face an election, I think, for about 3 years. So it's a prime position. I thought Simon Mead, his state secretary of the Labor Party, might get it. My mail now is he's gone out to 1,000,000 to 1. No chance, Simon.
Oh.
Then I thought, well, Sharon Jackson, she, in my view, was a hard-working member in the seat of Hasluck, and she lost it in the last election. And when she was beaten
And she's worked in the party for years,
for a long, long time.
She?
And she was beaten by Ken Wyatt, mm-hmm. as you know, and Ken's now there. And I think lots of people would have thought that Sharon, people within the party, no, she's 1,000,000 to 1. Now, if what I'm being told is on the money, the two union bosses, Joe Bullock and Dave Kelly, have got their heads together. And as you know, Dave Kelly heads up one of the big unions. And they're talking about parachuting someone from another state into the job. Her name is Sue Lyons.
From another state?
Yeah, another state. Her name is Sue Lyons. She's Assistant State Secretary. National Secretary of United Voice,
mm-hmm.
same year, and Ms. Jackson worked here as a Western Australian union official for a while, but she's lived in Sydney for the last 5 years. Anyway, in a deal between the union, she looks like being parachuted in. And I'm also told that Joe Bullock, who heads up the SDA here, another big union, they're on the right, and Dave Kelly's mob's on the left. As you know, Dave,
he's standing himself, isn't he, for the seat of Bassendean?
Yeah, the seat of Bassendean. So Joe fancies, I'm told.
Right.
I spoke to Joe. He said, well, he didn't actually say mind your own business, but he said, no comment, don't want to talk about it. There's no vacancy, leave me alone. And I spoke to Sue Lyons. She said, don't want to talk about it. I won't confirm it or deny. If you want to talk to me, go to our media person.
Right.
But no one said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, which often is the
and
more
Joe fancies going to the Senate, and he'll want, when the election, federal election comes up in September, as part of the whole deal, Joe would go to number one on the Senate ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Louise Pratt, who's a sitting senator, would go to number two on the ticket, which is dangerous considering the polls. And Mark Bishop is currently there. He'll be squeezed out.
Wow.
Now, my mail is that Mark's going to put up a fight, but if Dave Evans and Joe Bullock, the two union bosses, get their heads together, it's all over. Because they've got the numbers to get it done.
And, I mean, and Louise Pratt as well. I mean, she's been a very vocal member.
She'll be
as
in
well.
A bit of a rickety position. Now, I understand that that Mark McGowan hears all this and doesn't want to have a bun fight during an election campaign. He's told everybody to shut their gobs, cool down, wait till the election's over. They don't have a fight over Senate positions, a nasty, poisonous, toxic internal fight.
Well, it reinforces perceptions that people have about the union movement having too much power within the Labor Party.
So, now we've blabbed all this on air, that'll probably ruin the deal. Because everyone will be running around. So we can't let this happen. Mormon's blowing it on air. So that's what will happen. You'll hear more about that later and in other media outlets. But that's been the cackle around the joint over the last couple of weeks, that this is starting to gel.
What about McGowan in the polls at the moment?
Made a big leap forward. You know why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because finally he's unbuttoned his lips and is starting to throw a few punches at Cole. Now, Colin Barnett is not a good campaigner. He gets irritated with the constant questioning and the gotcha questions that are thrown at him, and people harp on the same themes because they know his weaknesses and they know his obsessions and they work on those. So Col's not a good campaigner. He's a hard worker.
Mm.
But he doesn't win hearts and minds when he's out there electioneering.
But I think a lot of people would look at that and say, you know, well, you can't blame him getting asked the same stupid questions all over and over and over. Most of us would say, oh, look, shut up, would
but,
you?
But with Colin Barnett, we know what we get.
Yes.
We all know what Col's like.
Yeah.
Bit grumpy, bit abrasive. We know what we get with Col.
No one's
No one's known anything about Barnett, about McGowan.
No, it's not that they don't know about McGowan. It's just that we saw a different side of McGowan before he was the leader. Then he became the leader, and then we didn't know what he stood for anymore. He went beige. He went blancmange.
But he's over the last 2 or 3 weeks, he's had a crack at Barnett over a couple of issues. It showed a little bit of spark, and I think that reflected in a poll that said his standing as preferred premier has been elevated. Now, he's got to keep doing that. You've got to keep throwing punches in these things. If you stand around as though you're waiting for a bus, you don't get anywhere.
But don't you think that punters are more perceptive than that, that we are not so simple-minded?
According to the Sunday Times, they're apathetic, not perceptive.
But don't you think that we're not fooled by that, that we can see when the pollies are pulling on an appearance.
No,
it's like they're putting on a jacket. Oh, I've got my personality on today.
Not us. I'm not suggesting that he or anyone else should pretend to be something they're not. But if you're in an election campaign, which is a political fight, you've got to scrap a bit.
Of course you've got to scrap a bit, but that's what McGowan was known for before he was...
Was he?
Yes. He was a bit more of a head kicker, and these days he's Mr. Nice Guy.
I thought he was known for his sneakers. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We're glad to see him sort of launch himself, break out of his apathetic capsule and at least start to give Colin Barnett a contest. Back after the break.